Okay, last time. Hello and welcome to Wagner Sports Talk. The date today is Sunday, May 24th. And today, I'll be talking about the top 10 Cleveland sports players of all time. And today, I'm joined by special guest, Justin, my cousin.
Yo, what up? We here. We out here. It's going to be a great show. I promise you. I'm only bringing in the heaviest hitters from the early 2000s and on because I don't know anything beyond that because I'm only 22. I have zero research going into this. We're going off the top of my head. I might only have like six players. Let's be honest. I don't even have a list typed out. I might say people three times because whatever.
Okay.
Let's roll with
it. So I'm going to start with my list from the top.
Hey, how about this? How about we just go back and forth, name people,
yeah,
talking about it. Let's have a good time. How about that?
Okay.
All right, let's roll with
yep,
it.
Yep, that sounds good.
You okay. Go first. Let's see who you got.
So I've got Kyrie Irving at number 10.
All right.
Pure just clutchness.
All right, I can see it.
In game 7. Big moment.
Game 7, big moment. I was for game 7, let's see, where was I? I think I was sitting at home on the couch. I went absolutely nuts. I was running around the freaking living room. Great moment in Cleveland sports. Him hitting that three. We were all sitting there nail-biting, freaking waiting for somebody to score for what? Like almost 2 minutes or something like that of game time. And just yeah. Nobody could score there. That was quite the game. Seeing that ball go in, and then a week later, I went downtown. Still have the pictures to prove it. At me, don't at me, but at me. If you want to see those pictures, because I went down there. It was cool. Saw J.R. Smith wasn't wearing a shirt. I don't think he wore a shirt for like what 10, 15 days. it don't matter. He's a goat. But that's for later.
Okay,
we'll see where that's coming.
Hey,
so what?
It wasn't even.
What
just
else do you
that.
Got? Okay, what?
He has so many.
I mean, yeah.
Like, his stats. That year he was averaging like 25 points. Or sorry, 20 points.
God, am I gonna pull up stats now?
God. No, you don't have to.
I mean, I'm gonna.
I've got it for you.
You don't got all my stats though. Like,
I can look them up.
I got my computer in front of me. It's fine.
So you go with your number 10.
My number 10, oh gosh, because I gotta put like my favorites up at the top. Shoot. You know, I'm gonna go with the good old faithful here. I'm gonna go with Zdrunas Ilgauskas.
That's a respectable.
Honestly, he's a respectable pick. Like, great player, tall guy, great guy too. Seen him at Chick-fil-A before. He's just a guy. He's just a big, tall, goofy guy with small feet. Fact.
Does he have small feet?
You didn't know that? That's why he got hurt so much.
I did not know that.
Hold on. I got to look it up now. This is C-A-D-R-U.
Yeah, he didn't play for a year.
Ilgauskas.
He didn't play for a year because he was out with a foot injury.
Yeah, so, and I'm going to tell you how big his foot size is. There we go. No, that's his height, you dumbass. Google is the worst sometimes. Doesn't say what his shoe size is a size 20. Yes, it sounds big, but
that's like as big as Shaq.
No, Shaq is a 24.
Okay.
I believe. So for his height, he's 7'3", a size 20. Honestly, not big enough. That's why he has foot problems.
Fair enough.
I know it sounds weird. Oh yeah, a guy with a size 20, not big enough feet. Kind of wrong. They aren't big enough. It's like.
Also, hey, he might have not been the most.
All right, Shaq is 20. Scorer. Shaq is 22. So actually, they might be big enough, but. I don't know. He always had foot problems. But he's got his number in the rafters.
He's making up a bunch of BS.
Well, he's got his numbers in the rafters, and I like the guy, and he's a big white guy.
Okay. Let's move on to number 9. Fair? Okay. I have Corey Kluber here. That's because he's won 2 Cy Young Awards.
Oh, Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, his time in Cleveland was amazing. Last year, he didn't play very well because he didn't have that many games.
He was hurt all last year.
But besides that, he was a great player.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that. I can see putting him in the list. He's just one of those pitchers. I mean, they don't call him the Klubot for nothing. Like, when he's healthy, he is really just a robot. Like, guy just doesn't quit.
Yeah, like, I'm looking it up right now. His ERA was 2.25 in 2017. That's just crazy.
Yeah, what is his strikeouts? Okay, like, last time he had a full season, what is his strikeouts?
I'm checking.
Like, he's insane on his...
Yeah, 265.
Yeah. That's a huge number, isn't it?
Yeah, he played 29 games, so that's a lot.
It's like, what, 7 or 9, or, I don't know, it's like 8.5 a game or something like that. How did you say it was, 2 what?
That's over 9 strikeouts a game.
Okay, almost 10 strikeouts a game. The guy is a machine, okay? He just puts the ball over the plate. He's got that nasty slider. Oh, God. I mean, if I could have Tom Hamilton back to just give me some of those a swing and a miss calls right now. Oh, I'm missing it. I'm missing the swing and a drive, a swing and a miss. I'm missing my Tom Hamilton, but he'll be back July 4th or something like that. I think that's what the plan is here for baseball. I don't know if you heard about that yet, but...
Yeah.
So that's
and they're doing what a half.
I have no clue the details on it. I just know that they're saying July 4th weekend they're planning on getting back. So I'm fine with that. Like, let's get some baseball back.
Yeah.
All right.
You go with your number.
My number 9 selection. I'm gonna have a controversial pick here, just because I like the guy. And I think you know who this is gonna be. Because you're like, he wasn't that good. But I'm like, don't care. Still like him. I'm a Grady's Ladies fan. Grady Sizemore.
You're drunk. You're drunk.
You know what?
I'm done, dude.
Oh, no. My headphones. You know, I don't care if I'm drunk. I'm going to actually get drunk. White Claw it up. There ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Thanks, White Claw, for sponsoring me. I literally just pulled that. Wait. Oh, there it is.
My cousin's bringing.
This has been. This is becoming. On this show. This is becoming a drinking podcast now. That's what's up.
No,
all right. Okay. So let me look up some stats really quick. Grady Sizemore.
Yeah, they didn't even archive his stats.
Yeah, they did. Okay. So we're gonna go with batting stats. He was an all-star 3 years in a row, 2006, 2007, 2008. Not that bad.
Yeah, the garbage years of baseball.
MVP. Okay, he was an MVP. I don't know what MVP 11 means. Oh, he was 11th in the MVP race that year. So he was 11th, 12th, and 10th respectively in those 3 years. And then he had a gold glove in 2007 and 2008, and a silver slugger in 2008. Okay, I'm not saying that he's the greatest player of all time.
You're saying that he's the number 9 in Cleveland.
But I'm just saying, those are pretty good those are pretty good things to have. Okay, this guy had a.
It's still not that good.
It's not incredible, but. When he
there's a lot better people.
Probably.
Like,
but he's
in 2010.
But he's a guy that I can remember, okay?
He batted 211.
2001? 2010?
Yeah, 2010. 211. I'm just giving up.
Yeah, but right. Okay, sorry. No. I'm sorry, my keys dropping. Yeah, but he batted 292, 77, and 268 in those 3 years where he was MVP and all that, or in those games where he's all-stars.
All-star is a lot different than MVP.
Oh my god, his picture is terrible on Baseball Reference. Yeah, oh my god, that first picture is god-awful. Okay.
Right, so I'm going to my number
Okay, just remember, though, the ladies loved him. Okay, really you might not have loved him, but the ladies did.
We're moving on. My number 8 pick, Kenny Lofton.
All right.
Solid pick.
All right, Kenny.
Man stole bases like no one else.
That is factually correct.
He was a good hitter.
Oh, like,
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm looking for his...
oh my god, who is that?
Average.
I can't remember now.
Near his prime, he batted around 300. He batted 325, 349, 310, 317, 333, 282, 301. So just multiple consistencies putting around a 300 batting average.
All right. That's a pretty good batting average.
I think that's a solid pick.
Now,
and he had 70 stolen bases in one season, and then 75 in another season.
All right. I know this is going to be really...
My picks versus your picks.
Okay, I'm going to have a really dumb pick here, but you're going to understand it once I explain it, okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
Brandon Guyer. Dude, this guy, hold on, just remember, Brandon Guyer has a Dorktown episode about him, okay? SB Nation, Dorktown. You know what that show is? Hold on, have you seen the show Dorktown on SB Nation on YouTube?
We're ranking him off talent, not off what TV shows.
No. He had the talent of getting hit by a baseball. Swear to God, do you understand how many times Brandon Guyer has been hit by a baseball?
No, but do you think I care?
He's amazing. Shut up.
Oh my god, he got hit 11 times in 2018.
What? No. He's gotten hit way more than that.
No, in 1 year, he got hit 11 times.
Yeah, no. There's like, it's way more than that.
It's 85 and 70. Oh yeah, one season, he got hit 31 times.
Uh-huh. I'm saying, this guy has a hit-by-pitch god.
But that wasn't even on Cleveland. To be clear, we're doing this by their...
I understand.
Time in
I understand.
Cleveland.
He got hit by a pitch as a bunch when he was in Cleveland.
What did he hit?
I don't care what he hit. He got hit by pitches.
He hit 206.
He hit by pitches. That's what he hit.
He got hit only 11 times, guys.
Where do you see the hit by pitch? Yeah, where is it. That? I didn't even see it in the...
Okay, I've given up. I'm going to my next.
Alright, fine. I just like Brandon Guyer. He's cool. Oh, man, I should... Oh, boy. I think I know my next one. And it's another one of those just shit baseball picks. And he was only here for a half season. But I have a ball from him. Oh. And I love the guy. And he's just...
Okay, my next... I'm making my
pick. You already know who it is.
My next pick is Brad Doherty at number 7.
All right.
I mean, just an absolute legend. Beast in the paint. He averaged 21.6 and 21.5 and 20.2 over three different seasons. And also in those seasons, he had 10.9 rebounds, 10.4 rebounds, and 10.2 rebounds. Just a really solid big guy to have inside. So he's my number 7.
All right. You want to know who my number? What am I on 7 as well? Yeah, I'd be on 7. All right, number 7 for me, Nick Chubb. I'll be a little serious here. Nick Chubb
is an
absolute animal. The guy had 2 years ago, he had like some sort of ridiculous season with a bunch of yards, and he missed like some.
Yeah.
He missed averaging 100 yards by like 2 yards or something like that. So
Was this the person you were playing on PC?
No, no. There's another guy that I like too. The other guy that I was gonna kind of meme on is Jay Bruce. Jay Bruce is a good meme pick as well. I got a ball tossed to me by him. He's a great player. I know we only had him for a half year, but I think that he was just one of those people during that streak that we had. That was back in the streak days. I went to 5 games in a row back then. And that was just, they're actually replaying that right now. I think they're about to be done with
it.
Yeah,
they were. Yeah.
And just remembering those games, going to the last 5, the last 4 wins and then the loss that week, because I was going down to school down there every day. It was just this great time. Everybody was happy. Everybody was going down to the ballpark. We all had this thing to get around, with the tribe. And everybody just wanted to see those wins. And just some of the ways those games ended there at the end, especially those last 2, hitting the ball into the corner. Oh, my God.
Hey, I think that's fair to give him an honorable mention. Someone else I want to give an honorable mention.
My cuts. Okay, so let me go back to what I was saying. So, sorry, but seeing the ball go and get hit in the...
Okay, just cut me off.
Well, sorry, my mic just cut randomly, okay? I can't control it. Seeing that ball go in that corner and just everybody going crazy and us coming back, oh, my God. So fun. So fun to go to those games. But when it was coming up to the end and we were in too many close games there at the end, and it was a fun time, but we all knew it needed to come to an end eventually, so... But hey, Jay Bruce, you're my man. If you ever listen to this, I was that guy who was saying, they're a dumpster fire, you can win this. You're my man. I have a little plaque on the ball that you threw me. It says, Jay Bruce throws ball to dumpster fire. It's legendary. I ended up giving my kid a ball that game, and I feel like he wanted to give me one because I had never gotten one. And I'm like, dude, I've never gotten one, but I'll give this first one to a kid because I'm nice. And he was like, real recognizes real. Here's the ball. You're cool. And then some people were glaring at me like, you just stole another ball from that kid. And I'm like, dude, I gave that first ball to that kid. You can go right away. You're not cool. You're old. Go away, Boomer. Thanks. Okay, Boomer.
Thank you for that great
story. Thank you for that great story. Let's throw it in the story.
Another person I want to give an honorable mention to, though, is Shane Bieber. He's young, so I don't have him on my list, but he's got a
– oh, my God, that kid's got a great future. I mean, all-star game.
Yeah.
He played his ass off. Guy's insane.
Yep.
Kid's got a future. Like, as long as he can stay healthy and not blow out a shoulder like Corey Kluber or whatever. Or whatever Corey Kluber did. I don't know if it's elbow or shoulder. Something. If he can just avoid that kind of stuff, I think that he will be a great player here in the future.
Alright. So I'm gonna give my
next go for pick. It.
And I have Ozzie Newsome here.
I don't know.
He was in an era when tight ends weren't really big. Like, they weren't a giant position in the game. And so he had 9 touchdowns one season, 6 touchdowns another season with 6, then 5, and 5. And that's really good for a tight end that was back then a position where they were just blockers, really. They were just another blocker. And he really showed that tight ends can go out and catch. So that's what I give him that rank of number 6, because he was kind of changed the game a little bit as way of tight end.
And it's nice to see. I just looked up his stats just now. It's really nice to see that he was a full career Cleveland player. You don't get too many of those. And that leads really nicely into my next pick. Another man who was his full career on the Cleveland Browns. You're going to have to help me out with the name, because I forget. Who was the guy who played all those snaps in a row? He's got like his snaps in the Browns Ring of Fame.
Oh,
Joe Thomas. Oh my God. What an animal. That man, okay, like, what position did he play? He played like guard or something like that. Offensive tackle. Okay. To me, that's guard, but you know what I mean. So, like, he guarded the quarterback. Guard. Offensive lineman. Good. So, guy, what was it, over 20,000 snaps in a row? Some ridiculously crazy number. The guy was an animal. He actually blocked very well. It was bad seeing him, you know, depart because we kind of lost a big hole in the line. Hopefully this year, with that new talent we got on offensive line, we can kind of shore up that position again, because Baker Mayfield getting hit like that can't be happening. But, that was terrible this last season. But, you know, I don't know, names are hard sometimes, but, you know, the new guy that we got, I've heard that he was very good in college.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Close. That new guy that we got from the draft, supposedly very good. Hopefully we have a great season with him. But back to Joe Thomas, amazing guy. I mean, just his personality is, first of all, his personality is very good. Second of all, he backed it up with being an absolute Iron Man on the field. Like, he played with the Browns when the Browns were terrible. That is Cleveland spirit right there. That is what we believe in here. We're all about that hard toughness and just all around, you know, good guys and showing that they can, you know, he toughed it out with some terrible teams. He went 0-16 and he kept playing because he's like, you know what? I might not be on a good team, but I'm playing a game that I love, and that's all we want. We just want good guys. We want a winner, but we want good guys to win as well.
Did you know that when he got drafted, he was actually in the woods?
I did not know that. That's incredible, though. I mean, that shows you the rugged, tough kind of guy that he is. He got drafted.
I hate it
so much. I don't know why. It's your pick.
All right, so I just
pulled a Joe Thomas.
I completely forgot when I was making this list this morning to include.
Well, there you go. I included him for you, so you're welcome. You reminded me with Ozzie Newsome. I got you. Boom. That's how it works off the top of your head sometimes. You just pick some.
Yep.
Sometimes you just need to do it.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so my next pick is Otto Graham. He won four championships with Cleveland Browns. I mean, nowadays that's like, dang. But, he's had some good teams around him. He never really played with Jim Brown. Those are two different teams. And, you can see he had 25 touchdowns in two different seasons, and he had 20 touchdowns, 19 touchdowns.
Wow.
His ability to throw, he was the leader in passing yards for three years, or five years, before the time of big
passing numbers, too, wasn't it? Back then, they really didn't throw the ball as much. It was a lot more running.
Yeah, it was just running it down.
It was Jim Brown era, basically. I mean, a little before Jim Brown, but still, Jim Brown came from that kind of football. Was run it.
Like,
throwing is available. You know what we're gonna do instead? We're gonna run it.
Yeah.
So, I can see that. That's a good pick there. You got anything else to say about the man?
All right, you go with your number.
All right, no? All right. You know, I got to throw it in there. Can I throw in a hockey player?
Hey, if it was a Columbus player, sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I throw in a Columbus Blue Jacket? So, I'm going to throw in a Blue Jacket here.
I don't know who it is.
Yes! Bob. Absolutely! Sergei Bobrovsky. He is an incredible goalie. He held that team together for so long. Took us to the playoffs like three separate times. Okay, we might have crapped the bed when we get to the playoffs, but hell, he's gonna drag us there kicking and screaming every time. That man held the fort down. What a player. I don't know the stats. I don't care about the stats. Incredible player. All I know is that he makes incredible saves, okay? Doesn't matter. You knew it. I knew it. He's a great player. And I think it still counts as a Cleveland sports guy because Monsters are technically connected to the Blue Jackets. So it's Ohio as well. I don't care. Count it. Put it on the list. End of story.
All right. We'll count it. All right, so I'm going to go with my next pick. I've got
Bob Feller.
Yep, just his class.
I mean, he's a classy guy. I probably don't because I said like newer players only.
Ahead of this time. But just a great player. His ERA. His ERA. He had multiple seasons where he was under three. He had three seasons in a row where he was under three. Just a great pitcher. And it was in the time where you pitch until you fall. So, I mean, he had 371 innings pitched.
That's insane. We were talking about Corey Kluber earlier. You said he had like what 30 some games? Or 20 some appearances?
He was around
280. So I'm going 2018. He was like 33 games. 215. Yeah, 215 innings pitched.
215.
And you said it was 300 and something?
Bob Feller had 371.
Oh my god, that's like... that's getting close to double. I mean, 430 would be double. It's like 1.75 times that or something like that. I don't know. I'm just doing math off the top of my head. I'm a little drunk, so it doesn't matter. But still, that's an insane amount of innings pitched. Like, in a single season?
Yeah.
Damn. And nowadays, an all-star pitcher is pitching, like, his highest number ever is 235.2. 235 and two-thirds. And he's got a Cy Young and an MVP in that year. Or not an MVP, but 11th in the MVP. Like, it wasn't even a... It's insane. That's absolutely insane. What a machine. All right. I'll take it back. And I will give the man credit. The man who wasn't Jackie Robinson, but played in the exact same season as Jackie Robinson, broke the color barrier with Jackie Robinson, but you never hear of his name. Larry Doby? Is that the right? That's the black guy, right? Oh, God. I'm going to be really bad if this is the guy.
Did he even play on the Indians?
Yes, Larry Doby. Okay. I wanted to make sure that I was giving the correct person. Yes, okay. We're good. Yeah, we're good.
That is the correct
if you didn't know, he played in the same. He played in 1947 with the Cleveland Indians. That was his first ever year.
Yep.
That is also the same year that Jackie Robinson did it, I do believe. Let me make sure. I gotta fact check it. Doesn't say. I guess 1947, Brooklyn Dodgers. So, yes, same year. Same season, people. Same season. But nobody, except for Cleveland fans, knows about Larry Doby, really. It's really not out there.
I feel like the only reason
because he's in the ring on the top.
Here,
And I probably wouldn't even have known him.
Honestly, you don't. But everybody knows about Jackie Robinson. It's like, yeah, but Larry Doby was a guy too. Like, yeah, it was the same year.
And then, hey, honestly, second year, he batted 301. Like this is a guy that is an insane player.
What about the second year? So in the second year, he's played 121 games, 439 at-bats, had a 301 batting average, 326 in 1950? Yep. Holy crap, this guy's a machine! This guy's an absolute hitting god. Like, I mean, after that, his numbers are like in the 200s, but they're the high 200s. He never crossed over the 250, crossed under the 250 mark until 1959 when he was 230 with a 290 on base. Like, a in 1950, he's running a 442 on base with a 545 slugging. That's almost 1,000 OPS. That's good numbers, right?
That's insane.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Like, that's a pretty good freaking numbers from what I know. Like, yeah, he struck out.
Dude, there's so many good Cleveland players.
Yeah, like, the problem is we always have individual players that are good, and then we can't put a team with them. Oh, god dang. All right, so go ahead. I got to write down a pick because I got to say him because I – or what's his name?
Oh my gosh,
I have too many players that I want to add. I have like Jose and Jose.
Maybe you should have gone with goddamn size.
I had to do it. I told you I would at dinner, and I had to do it.
Jim, tell me the number three.
I don't have to include him now. I don't have to include him now because
he had multiple seasons with over 1,000 OPS. When he had 1,122 OPS, he batted over 300 in three seasons. And then also, his on-base percentage was over 400, like, almost, like, 8 seasons in a row. There was one season where it was 398. So pretty much over 400. But
who cares about those numbers?
He just was an absolute machine at the plate. One year he walked 120 times. Another year he walked 127 times. Pitchers just feared this guy, and he just wouldn't go down. And you can tell that by his OPS. He swung for the fences. And he was a great hitter, so
okay.
That's my number three pick.
You never mentioned, though. Okay, yes, he swung to the fences. But let's put it this way. Okay, I know that he was in Philly this year. That he did. Oh, my God. What the frick? Never mind. He did it in Cleveland. 52 home runs!
Yeah.
In the 2002 season. 49 in 2001. This guy is a big farm kid who can hit the ball a frickin' mile. Guy is insane.
And
that's what they always called him, was a farm kid.
How he hit for average, too.
I don't care about average. The guy's a home run hitting machine, okay?
Yeah, but the guy's a big dumb farm kid.
He can hit the ball far. I don't know what happened between 93 and 94, though, but he went up between 93 and 94. 7 to 20. If you look at that jump, he was 1, 2, 7, 20, 25, 38, 40, 30, 33, 37, 49, 52. That is the years that he was in Cleveland. Guy's insane.
Yep.
So,
who's your number three pick?
I don't have to pick Jim Thome now, so that makes me feel a little better. But I'm going to put...
Just because he got mentioned?
Well, I'm saying I can bring up more people. Okay, like, he is in my list. He's my number one. But, like, I can change my number one now.
He's your number one? Dang.
Oh, dude. He's my number one because I love the guy, okay? Like, he was my childhood.
You're my childhood hero. Whoever I like the most.
Absolutely. Okay, like, I saved his cards when I was a kid because I have, like, a really cool holographic card of him. He's so cool. Okay. But here's my number.
He's like the hero.
Here is my number three, and I kind of want to split it between two people, but I'll just make three and two different people that I really like, and they're from the current Indians roster. My first one is Jose. Jose.
Going to be Frank, yeah.
Jose Mullin Ramirez, okay? This guy is a GOAT. Frick. There we go. He's an amazing defensive player. I hate my microphone setup. It keeps dropping.
Yeah, what is going on?
I don't know. It's just like rebooting all the time.
We're losing them quickly.
I hate it. But Jose, this guy's got 110 home runs in his career. 2018 stats, 578 at-bats. So guys get up to play it all the time. Hits 156. RBIs 105. He's getting 106 walks. Batting average of 270. Overall career, 280. Guy's insane. It's not in the 300s, but it's pretty good. You know, this guy's really underpaid, though. His salary is only $352,000 in 2015.
No, that's a lie.
It's in 2015.
Okay.
That must be behind, so. But still.
No, I think he's getting paid.
You think he's getting paid a lot now? Okay. So, yeah. You know what my next one is. You already called it. But I gotta look up his stats. So go ahead with your next pick.
Go ahead with your next pick because
I gotta look up his stats.
Number two, LeBron James. It was tough with my top pick, but I had to go with LeBron in number two. Because, yes, he was good in Cleveland, but three of his four championships were in Miami with a super team. So, yes, he was an absolute Iron Man. He averaged like 42 minutes per game in 2004 and 2005. And even before he left, he was a great player. I mean, he averaged 31 points one season, 30 points another season. And when he came back, he was just as good. But remember, he did have the help of Kyrie Irving on that team.
He did.
And Kevin Love might not have been the best, but he still had him to throw it out to if he needed someone to hit a three. So
And don't forget, J.R. Smith was also on that team. I know J.R. Smith at the end of the year froze up and all that, but he was honestly like one of those outs as well where they could just pass him the ball and
he could
shoot that three and make that three. Like I know he had that weird moment where he's like, "Oh, well, we're ahead, right?" No, we're not. You need to like throw the ball or something like that. Oh, just hold it. We're good. It's game's over, right? No, we're going to overtime now, dog. So I know that he had that moment, but he was still on that team. He was still getting an integral part.
Yeah, and another part of
we love LeBron.
He brought us a championship.
Yes, he brought us a championship. This one's for you, Cleveland.
50 years. That's how sad our sports teams are.
Yep. All right, you ready? Are you good?
Yep.
All right.
Francisco Lindor.
Let's send it. Kid's a Puerto Rican, amazing player. I think he's the best shortstop in the MLB right now. With him and Ramirez up the middle there, it's so fun to watch.
Ramirez doesn't play second base. What are you talking about? He plays third.
Oh, who plays second? Jason. Jason Kipnis does. Sorry, that's
Mike Freeman.
Jason Kipnis. Yeah.
Jason Kipnis is gone.
But I'm saying used to. I'm saying when it was fun to watch. I'm saying when it was really fun to watch. But, okay, with Jason Kipnis up the middle with him, pretty good.
No, it's not Jason Kipnis.
It was.
He doesn't play on our team.
It was,
anymore.
Though.
It's Mike Freeman.
I don't care. I'm saying when, like, a couple years ago. Okay. It was Jason Kipnis, correct? Okay.
Yes.
That's all I want to know. Okay. When they were playing together, it was incredible to watch. And then just the different plays that all of them would make on the field, the double plays they would turn. Oh, incredible. His handwork and his footwork is incredible. And then, you know, I got to bring it up. You were there. You remember this, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm about to talk about, right?
That was crazy.
This was crazy.
That was insane.
Sitting there, John Adams, up in the bleachers. What was that, game three? Game two?
It might have been.
I don't know. Two or three.
It was cold as
no, it wasn't
that
cold.
Game. I remember that.
No, it was raining.
Yes, it was.
It was raining on and off. And then it rained during this hit. So we're sitting there, and it's, I think, game three of the Indians versus Yankees series, where we ended up losing that series in five games. But that doesn't matter. This was a great moment. Frankie comes up to the plate, and my man over here, Cody Wagner, will admit that I said this. I said, oh, we'll just load up the bases and hit a grand slam. We'll be right back in this game. Or no, I said we'll hit a home run, and then we'll hit a single run, and then a grand slam, and we're back in this game. What happened in that game, Cody?
To be fair, he did hit a grand slam. I can't believe they loaded up the bases because we were like so down.
We were.
So then
we were
like,
down by five
the
runs.
The crowd came alive, and we were all like, "Okay, let's go, let's go." And then Frankie
steps up.
He hits the
Frankie
ball.
Steps up.
You.
I'm like.
Everyone just went.
Everybody
quiet.
Screamed at first because we're all like, this ball's gone. And then we're like, oh no, it's going to slice foul. And then all of a sudden we hear this ding. You can hear, if you go to the, I swear to God, if you go to the YouTube video of it, you can listen to it. You can hear the crowd ramp hard. We all go crazy at first when he hits it because we're like, this ball is hit so deep. And then we're like, oh no, it's foul.
And then from first base. To the foul ball. It was dead silent.
Oh, no, the entire thing went quiet. Like, I mean, it was still loud, but you can hear it dip. You can hear the sound bubble.
Yeah,
dip.
You could
hear
like,
hard.
In the, like, we were all
we were
the way
in, the,
in what, left
we were
field?
In the bleachers.
And,
like, three quarters of the way up.
You could, and it hit in right field.
And you could hear the ding.
And you could hear
crisp,
it, like, from
the
all the way over there. It was
ding
crazy.
Of a foul pole being struck by a baseball. Oh, my God. God, and it was, and just this. Oh,
and do you remember who hit the game when he hit that
who
game?
Did?
It was Yan Gomes.
Oh my gosh.
I think he's now on the Nationals.
I don't care who he's on. Yan Gomes, the animal. That guy honestly is underrated AF. He's an incredible catcher defensively.
Same
guys
with
got.
Roberto
yeah,
Price.
No, both of them. I don't know what the. Catching coaches for the Cleveland Indians, but he can train a catcher to have that super fast release. Like they have,
yes.
Don't they have the fastest releases in all the MLB? Those two,
yeah. They
like
especially
their time from catching the ball to gloving or to handing off to throwing is so fast. That's why they pick off so many runners. Like you can't get a good enough jump on these guys because. They're so fast compared to you. Like you can only run so fast. They can throw faster.
Yep.
And those two guys are insane. But that freaking moment where he hit that grand slam, I will never ever forget how just fun it was. And just me saying, hey, we'll just hit a home run and then a grand slam. We got this. It's fine. We're only down by five. We got this. And then what happens? We hit the home run, and then we hit the grand slam.
And,
everything
and
works exactly to plan. Everybody's going nuts. Everybody's high-fiving. Oh man, sports
this
games
is
are
the
fun.
Best
I've been at, I've deep. Been at some I've been at some great sports games in my freaking life. I swear. I don't know how I get into some of these games.
Yeah.
But...
Also, I was at the.
I was downtown for Game 7
played...
of the World Series. I wasn't in a game, but I was downtown.
Hey,
I was on the train. Well, I was right outside the thing. I was on the train back when they hit the grand slam to tie it in Game 7.
Rajai Davis.
Rajai Davis. And we're all on the train. We're all on the train, and I kind of search on my phone, like, oh, hey, the Indians scored, just to make sure, like, oh yeah, we're still losing probably. And I'm like, the Indians tied the game. Somebody needs to turn this on right now. Somebody turned it on their like iPad or whatever. And, like, we had this little crowd around this iPad, and we're all, like, just watching, and we're like, this is insane, and we all got...
Dude, see, those are the best moments. We need those back. Alright, yeah. So, I'm gonna go to my number one pick.
Okay. Alright. Go for it.
So, my pick is Jim Rock. He is an all-time great, okay? He is the best Browns player of all time, no doubt, and best Cleveland player of all time. I mean, he played for 8 years, and he led the league in rushing 7 years. So 7 out of 8 years, he led the league in rushing.
I just think that's so insane, and like how you're that dominant for that like long of a time. And he also had 17 touchdowns one season, 14 touchdowns another season, 13 another season, 12 another season, then 17. Just he was continuously dominant, and you can see that. And one season he had 133 yards per game. That's just crazy. He's just a beast. That's my number one pick.
All right. So, do we have to? You're gonna hate this question.
You can just give a play.
What?
You can just give a play, or you can just do whatever you want.
Am I allowed to? Other people that are in sports but not players, like coaches and stuff.
What do you say?
Am I allowed to have a coach as my number one?
I guess.
Okay. Now, it's a little weird, but because the rules are that I'm allowed to have a coach, because you just admitted to it, Terry Francona.
I knew that number one.
I'm a baseball guy. I think we can tell that by my list. It's been mostly baseball. Yeah. Like what? A hockey player, a couple, two basketball players, and a football player. Yeah. So my list has basically been all baseball players. I get that. I'm a baseball guy. I don't care. Fight me over it. I like baseball. Terry Francona has been, over the last years, the winningest manager in all of the MLB. Fact. Okay? The guy is an amazing manager. He knows how to get the best out of the players. And honestly, you can have all the talent in the world. If you don't have a good manager, you're not going anywhere. And Terry Francona is the best manager in the MLB. Fight me on it. You're just wrong. I'm right, aren't I? Hold on a minute. Tell me that is not a good pick.
No, I can't say that's not a good pick.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. He's a great manager. He's a great guy. I mean, like, the dude has his chaw in his mouth. Absolutely disgusting. But the dude, like, he'll laugh with the media. And he just seems like he's a really laid-back, nice guy to be around. Like, you can't ask for a better guy to lead the Indians than Terry Francona.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. That was a nice long show.
Yeah, it was.
And nice. Honestly, I think it worked better than some of your previous shows. Got him.
You haven't even listened to any of them.
I know, but I can have the feeling that I have. I can have my feelings.
Hey, are you coming on again?
You know what? I can come on whenever. I don't care.
Alright, sounds good.
We can talk about literally anything.
Alright, sounds good. I'll take you up on that.
Okay.
That's all we've got for you guys today. Tune in tomorrow.
Oh, it's every day? It's a daily show? My guy.
Yes, this is the end of the show.
No, I'm saying you have a daily show, though.
Oh, yes.
What?
Yeah.
Daily? God dang.
Yeah.
All right. I don't even know anything about this show. Let's go. Have a good day, everyone.
You don't gotta come on.
Have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good morning.
Thanks for listening, boys.
You guys are all awesome. You guys are legends.